We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Radio.com. Well, a little pride yesterday, right? Good stuff going on. United States beats England 2-1. Move on to the finals. Find out today who they're going to play against. As we continue on here, a lot of you are getting ready to take your vacations and everything else. We haven't checked in, and we're going to do it right now on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line, 56022. What kind of stuff? I can't even imagine. I'm guessing everybody's in a really good mood. It's almost 4th of July, and right? Everything's good.
You would think, but you would be wrong.
Come on, it's talk radio. No one's in a good mood.
All right, so what
well,
do you got?
I mean, Nike pulled a shoe, so everyone's real riled up this morning.
Were they going to buy him to start
with?
I have
no, again, these are one of those stories, like, I don't understand why people are so angry. Like anyone's going to go out and buy it? I didn't even know about the
shoe until
I saw the story.
I was going to say, I never even heard about it.
I didn't know about it.
That's why this reeks of a marketing campaign by Nike to me.
It's just a weird story, right?
I didn't think it was a big deal, but apparently it's become, because I see governors are talking about it, and others are talking about it on one of all your political stations are talking about it. So it's become a huge story for people. But anyway, and of course, Kaepernick was involved. And so that gets people stirred up one way or the other. Anyway, what do you got coming in?
Nike is unavoidable. And this guy is like really riled up that I said that. And again, like to me, Nike is unavoidable because they make all the NBA apparel, they make all the NFL apparel, they make a lot of college stuff, and that's like mostly what I wear.
Well, you don't have to get Nike.
You don't have to. No one's forcing anyone to do it, but there are other people, if you like sports, you're probably going to have a Nike thing in your closet.
I would think so, but if you're like going out of your way, there is a bunch of other companies. There's Adidas and
But do people only buy?
Nah, I don't.
Much trendier people than me only buy a certain
young
company?
People will only buy
only,
Nike.
They're only Adidas or only Nike.
Well, Adidas is real popular now too.
Yeah, Adidas is popular.
Under Armour is a little kind of, I guess, an older crowd.
I always love when you come out what's old and what's new and who likes what and like you decide you put an age on everything. I always love that. So if that's the case, why
well,
like Nike?
A lot of the younger kids, like at the college I work at, they don't wear a lot of Under Armour stuff. Like a lot of the kids are not big on Under Armour. That's Steph Curry's deal. Like,
Dave, do you remember when Nike, everybody was in Nike school and some of the kids were talking about not being Nike, like, man, I want to go to a Nike school.
Yes. That was all it was.
I thought Nike's that big to young people. So anyway, what else we got coming in there, Woody? Cut you off, man.
Rick and Davey says you messed up my day with that construction story. My wife decided to rent in downtown Miami for the 4th of July. You can still get to downtown Miami.
I think you're okay. You
yet.
Stay there. Yeah.
Like they just started.
I would just say this to Rick. The way that marriage is gone, it'd be good for you to spend time because you got a really special wife that puts up with your crap. It'd be a really good move to grab that beautiful wife of yours and go over there, keep your mouth shut and not bitch about anything and make it a real. Try for once, Rick, to be super positive and enjoy your wife this weekend. What else you got?
I think it would also be best if he stayed in Broward. Right. And did not make his way into Dade. I think Dave is on the same page. Dave's a Dade guy. I think he would prefer not to have Rick in our
country. We take all kinds in Dade, trust me.
It would be like if I ran into Rick walking down the street, it would be my worst nightmare.
Well, you might
you live in downtown Miami. You might actually run into him.
That's why it's a little bit scary. Like I might have to.
Yeah, but if you're down there,
there's
so much to do. It's great. And walk out the front door and go to a great. They got great restaurants all over that damn city now. What else you got?
This guy says, Hollywood, you're an idiot. The road project is 4 years. You should read the whole article, not just the captions underneath the pretty pictures. And I did say that they're expected to finish in 2023.
And you decided it was going to take 10 years longer because you know so much about construction.
I'll defer to the Dade guy, Dave. You think they're going to run on schedule with this thing?
No chance it comes in on schedule. Look,
how much longer is it going to be? Is it going to be an extra 10?
If you hire a contractor to do something in your house and they say it'll be 3 months, in my head I go, 6 months, I hope it's done. And it's the same here. If they say 2023, you're hoping double that, right? You're hoping in 8 years.
2040 would be like a pretty good.
2040.
They could get it, bang it out by then. Get a bridge. There's going to be some cool lights on it. Like, it's going to look nice.
All sarcasm right there.
No, it's going to look nice.
No, it's all sarcasm.
Pretty lights.
Everything out of your mouth.
And you know what? As you're sitting on the highway, you'll get to admire it.
Texture says the John Sterling streak is not impressive. They work half the year. John Sterling's called 5,000 straight games and missed this week. He's sick, but I thought that was an impressive streak.
The only thing impressive to me, especially if he's got kids and he's got a family, like a mom or dad or somebody,
is that he's missed everything.
What catastrophe?
He's missed everything.
What catastrophe? And not just birthdays and anniversaries, et cetera. There has to be some catastrophic. I mean, something.
Now, I have
serious happened.
I have had to do stuff I didn't want to get to certain events for kids. Where you literally show up at game time to get there, where you get up early in the morning, you're finding any way possible to get to that game because you got to make a commitment to both. But until last year, I've been able, but you got
how many years we talk with you with the Dolphins?
15?
15
now? 16, 15, something. I don't know.
But to piggyback off the text, Joe, well, you're doing it once a week. You're doing it once a week for the fall.
That's true.
You know what I mean? There's 162 games.
I get it, but I just don't think it's that big a deal. This big jerk in the other room says it's like Cal Ripken Jr. A little different deal.
It's the Cal Ripken
flu and injury.
It's the Cal Ripken of announcers is what he really meant.
You could make the argument that calling a baseball game on the radio is actually tougher than playing in a baseball game.
I wouldn't say that.
You could certainly
sound really stupid. Do not say that. I hope you don't say that. What else you got? Move on.
All right. I'm with Joe. Ketchup on eggs are the best. Ketchup is amazing on hot dogs. Mayo and ketchup with fries are amazing.
Love that person.
Mix mayo and ketchup, the best sauce.
Mayo and ketchup?
Dave, sooner or later, there's the three basics, man. There's mayonnaise, there's mustard, and there's ketchup. And there's within that, there's a little bit. Like, everybody knows there's a lot of different kinds of mustards, right? Spicy, however you like it. Sooner or later, people are going to, and a lot of people like all of them. A lot of people like to load it up. So I'm not surprised by any combination.
So desegregation all across the board, that's what you're saying, among these three, ketchup, mustard, and mayonnaise, right?
Like a Republican, Democrat, and Independent, brother. Actually, that's not true, because they all go together a lot better than those three I just mentioned.
These are separated these days.
What else?
Have you ever had a Colombian hot dog?
Uh-uh.
They're really good. They're pineapple, potato chips, and a quail egg with pink sauce.
A what?
There's some other sauces on there, too, I believe.
I have not.
You got to go to La Moon. It's in downtown.
Oh, gave a plug. I don't.
You get one of those hot dogs. Those are really good. You can get them wrapped in bacon, too.
I'm very happy. Like everybody else that has their favorite hot dog, I like Boar's Head hot dogs, period.
And I don't like this idea of wrapping stuff in bacon. That seems to be the trend. You know, hamburgers with bacon, hot dogs
Dave.
With bacon. You're there? You're there, too,
I
Joe?
I put bacon on everything now. Matter of fact, I had a burger 2 nights ago that had bacon inside it.
I mean, it's actually very healthy. There's no carbs in bacon. It's carb free.
It's healthy.
Bacon's very healthy. Yeah,
you can eat just bacon.
I would say the one food that, as I get older and my all the numbers aren't great from lifestyle, I'm guessing that bacon's going to be one of the first that I got to cut way back on.
Pepperoni and bacon, probably the two might be good start for me, too.
Yeah, good one. Hey, what else we got coming in?
Texture says, I think everyone agrees that eating is just as much of a sport as NASCAR, obviously.
There's another. Mitch, come on, man. Eating They go together, man. You go to NASCAR, you got to eat.
This guy eats fried rice with ketchup.
No, I don't do that.
Okay, what's the strangest thing you put ketchup on, right? That's where we're going here.
Some guy wants to say tell us the ingredients of a hot dog, and we know there's a lot of weird stuff in there. I think everyone knows that.
Some things are bad. You just don't want to know.
That's why you got to go to the all-beef hot dogs, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're healthy for you.
So much better.
We get a vote here for Hot Dog Heaven in Fort Lauderdale and Sunrise.
I have seen them.
Another vote for Arbetters in Miami. I like that place a lot. And then a person just says hot dogs suck in Florida.
Hot dogs suck in Florida. They're better in other places. It's like pizza.
Is it the water? No, it's like a bagel. It's like water.
No, but Chicago hot dogs are very good. Like you got a Vienna beef. Like a Vienna beef hot dog in Chicago is really good. The only thing, I mean, you can get them down here, though.
Yeah. So that would be the next thing. Like, what do you mean they suck down here? Like, where else? Like, if there's a hot dog somewhere else, it's probably here.
Well, I'm guessing that guy's from New York because if you just said New York, your pizza, you guys are all.
Look, I've never heard.
Bagels are only good in New York.
New York style hot dog. I've never heard that one, right? Have you ever heard that? Pizza I get, but come on, we're going to do this with hot dogs now, too?
Well, if you're from New York, everything down here sucks except you live here, right?
Right. That's
everything in New York is the greatest thing in the world, but you decided to live here.
Yeah, there's a lot of people make their way down here either full year now or half the year. Retire down here, of course. That's part of the deal, man. It's kind of like part of the deal going to break because we got a lot more stuff to get to here in the 8 o'clock hour. Stay with us. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Hey, welcome back here, and appreciate everybody that's texting in. A lot of text today on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line, 56022. Dave Hyde's in with us today as Zach started that little family quick little vacation to get a little time away. We are going to have here in this next 15 to 16 minutes, Sergei Bobrovsky will join us, the new goaltender for the Florida Panthers. We'll get into everything with Sergei. Talk to him about coming down here and his decision, and he got paid to come down. Dave, I always wonder, so obviously money's the most important thing, right? How much you're going to be able to keep and stuff. But you also want to be on a team. I think as you get older, like, nobody wants to go where you're going to lose all the time, and front office is screwed up and ownership. I always wonder about all the decisions. Do you come down here? Is it all business? Look, like, he's familiar with the team he plays against. There's no secrets on any team. Like, wow, I didn't know you guys had Barkov down here. I mean, everybody knows it's a small fraternity. I wonder how lifestyle. Is that important to these guys or not?
Well, it is to Bobrovsky. He has a place on Miami Beach.
Oh, see.
Or Miami. See, yeah. I'm not sure. Somewhere. You were there yesterday.
Yeah. You were there for the press conference yesterday. So he talked about that. Well, we got a large Russian population down here, too. Not New York, but big.
Yeah, this will tap in. I think he'll be the king of or the czar of Miami at this point. Because, yeah, Sergei, Vladimir, all of them will – the whole – it's amazing how many Russians are down here right now in South Florida.
Yeah, well, let me ask you. So Panarin, everybody thought Panarin was going to come.
Yeah.
Did he think he was coming? It's his buddy.
I think at some point, well, he would have known. I don't know, you know, what was going to be.
Oh, we got to ask.
But the Panthers,
man.
Dale Talon,
the Russian combination signing package.
Yeah, at some point, Dale Talon realized. He said that it didn't sound like Panarin was coming, and they had to branch off to Plan B, which was signed.
Light up some money
all
for
these
other
guys.
Yeah.
So they thought Panarin wanted to play in a big city type atmosphere, and he ended up with the Rangers.
I asked Dale yesterday, Dale Talon, he said, this is by far, he didn't say that. He said, this is the best team I put together here with the Panthers. You had to be careful because he put together a team in Chicago. It was really good, but for down here with the Panthers, pretty excited, plus his coach, who he's really excited about, thinks makes a big difference. How important is a coach to a free agent?
Well, it was to Bobrovsky anyways. He said that was
really
when they got him, because he understood then, okay, not only are they going to win, but they're going to have a good culture around the team too. You know, they're going to have a good professional. And look, you step into the Panthers for the last 20 years, you wouldn't know what you're getting, right?
Well, you thought it was
you
a vacation.
Got a losing atmosphere.
Guy
you
was
got
coming down to for a vacation and a place right. for the whole family could come visit.
So the fact they hired Quenneville has to settle some of your issues of the whole organization, right?
Well, you got the Chicago background now of success they've had and that he's had. So we'll talk to him coming up here in just a few minutes. And again, as we said before. Got a lot of text messages coming in this morning. We've been all over the board on.
I want to know the negotiations for his number 72. Now an odd number, Vetrano gave it up for a Rolex and a year's worth of free meals. How do you negotiate that? How do you negotiate a Rolex and a year's? So we'll ask Bobrovsky about that. I'm curious.
Wow, that is
that's an expensive number change, right?
Yeah. But I don't know. Some guys love having their numbers, and
yeah, I don't get it. I'm not a number or a jersey person.
You're a seventh round pick, and they go, "This is the last number left in the '80s. You'll take it."
That what happened to you, Joe?
Yeah, and then if
that somebody, was the last number. '80.
And then the other guys ahead of me. We had two wide receivers got in the '80s, but they were drafted ahead of me, so they had priority. That's how it used to work.
What number did you wear in college?
88. So, but you get down here and all these numbers, plus the two guys taken ahead of you were two wide receivers. So they got the number plus all the veteran guys. And then they go, if somebody gets cut, you want their number. And you go, no, I'm fine with this. I'm not wrapped up in the number. I'm worried about making the team.
Somebody offer you
some
a
guys
Rolex,
are weird.
You take it though,
yeah,
right?
Some guys are weird about numbers and it's always been my number. Usually guys that are really good, like hey. Everybody knows that's my number, right? That's it. So you go, okay, fine, that's yours. Anyway, what do we got coming in with this morning?
All right, Joe, this guy says, did you see last night on the news they're discussing the 395 highway project, the independent study, this is the one we talked about here, saying it's one of the most bleeped up projects and the biggest waste of money, where else but in Dade County?
Wow, things getting ripped, huh?
Perfect. Well, I just think, for $800 million, I'm sure it's going to end up costing over $1 billion when it's all said and done. Like, can't you do some like,
just put it
good
a billion.
With that kind of money?
But, like, but aren't you proud that we have one of the worst messed up system? You know,
like, we're going to have messed up traffic in the next, like 20 years while they build this thing? I know they said 2023, but let's be honest here.
Well, they're saying 2023 because they believe 2023. They're not going, well, let's just tell the people that and add 10 years on. Oh, you think they do?
I'm just happy that we not only have a awful system, but it one of the most awful in the country. That's perfect for those of us who have to drive up and down 95.
Texter says, I know this is a bit off topic, but I really miss the Pinchos / Shish Kebabs sold outside the Orange Bowl. That was part of my post-game ritual after each Canes game.
I haven't heard that in years.
They called it pork, don't know, don't care what it was. They were perfect. And by the way, they still have some of those carts outside Marlins Park.
Oh,
do
absolutely.
They
yeah,
and
yeah.
They're really delicious.
But a lot of them, and the arepas.
They have arepas, they have hot dogs, they got all of it. It's very delicious.
By the way, is that old bar still there on the corner? The old sports bar
that
was there.
Yeah, what's
forever.
That called? I'm sure that's still there.
And I still see a vision of leaving the stadium when I played there, and that place would be packed with liquored up fools.
Is that right? So that was a go-to place back
that
then?
That place has been around forever.
What's the name of that?
I don't have any idea.
Yeah, it looks like it might fall down, but it's there.
Miss parking on the Hernandez family across the street from the OB2. Don't block me in for an extra $10. What else you got?
Texture says Costco has the best hot dog deal going, $1.50 for a foot long and a Pepsi. I've heard that Costco has very good hot dogs.
I don't know.
They also sell slices of pizza, and they sell frozen mocha shakes. And
do
you know,
they?
I'm a Costco shopper. Yep, they do.
Go ahead. I don't go to any of these places. My wife does everything. So hey, before he blasts me about everything. Go ahead.
I have nothing to say. I understand you don't go shopping.
My wife doesn't even like me to go. I go, you want me to go with you? She goes, no.
Yeah, I wouldn't bring you either if I were her.
No, I just want to go do it.
You'd be a disaster at a place like that. Do you imagine, like, you'd be throwing everything in the cart? You'd be a mess.
Do you go to the grocery store and you're really hungry is where it's a mistake?
That's not a good... Especially at Costco, because there's like 10 times you really need to eat there.
All right, what else you got?
This guy says he likes the dirty hot water dirty water dogs from New York. You know, they have those in the car to sit in that water all day long.
Oh, God, that's disgusting. Yeah.
You don't like them? How do you not walk down?
And they shake it out. They shake it. Yeah, like, but how? I'm going to dry it out. I'll get the water off.
How do you not grab a pretzel or a dog when you're walking around there?
Get a nice knish. You're really set to go.
Jeez.
Here, let me dry it off for you.
Come on, man.
Best hot dog in South Florida is at Solid Gold in Pompano Beach, Texter says.
Solid Gold in Pompano Beach hot dogs, really?
Hot dog heaven, Fort Lauderdale has the Chicago hot dogs, the Vienna beef hot dogs.
Yeah.
Which are similar to the Boar's Head ones. They have like the casing. Right? Isn't that what you like about the little snap in the casing?
Yeah, I like that. They're just really good, man. You're telling me I'm the only one eating those Boar's Head hot dogs because they're everywhere now. Hey, by the way, it's called the Bull. That's what the sports bar was called. That place on the corner was called
the Bowl.
Oh, the Bowl.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yes.
Somebody sent it to me. I didn't get it. I
didn't we're actually getting a bunch of those now, the Bowl Bar.
But that
still around or did it die?
I think it's still there.
They build stuff around it, and that old sucker is still there, man. I wonder if they painted it.
We heard Chicago hot dog. I didn't know hot dogs were a geographical thing. You know, I thought.
I'm sure there's a little different flavor to. It gets what you get used to.
I get the Chicago kielbasa or something like that, you know, the Polish section of, but hot dogs, come on.
Yeah. By the way, going to Green Bay and having.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
That
was, I walked around
Packers,
there.
Man, it's so good.
When the Dolphins played there this year, walked around and I bought something from one of those carts. And
so good.
Yeah.
So good. Hey, by the way, you guys ready? We're going to have Sergei join us. Bobrovsky, new goaltender for the Florida Panthers. Talk to him about all this stuff. Although Dave already cheated because he showed up to the press conference yesterday.
Yeah, I'm loaded up, Joe.
You got high expectations for the team like everybody else should.
If they can't win now, I don't have any hope for them ever winning if they can't win now. Meaning make the playoffs.
They feel a little deeper at the back end now. And still more work to do, maybe. Like, Dale Talon sounded like he wasn't done.
God, I don't know what else they could. They spent, what, $20 million? They had $22 million to spend. So unless there's something else out there.
But we'll see anyway. We'll talk to Sergei coming up here in just a few minutes. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Here's Corrali moving back in. Got it on the north of the Corrali. Oh, what a great save made by Bobrovsky. And the net is dislodged and play is stopped.
Hey, let's get right to it. Want to introduce our new goalie for the Florida Panthers, Sergei Bobrovsky, joins us this morning. Sergei, thank you so much. Welcome to South Florida. How you doing?
Thank you very much. Good morning. Yeah, I'm doing great. Sunshine outside, so it's a beautiful morning.
Yeah, so Dave Hyde is with me, who's also a columnist for the Sun Sentinel, filling in today with me. He told me you already had a place down here from before. Is that true? You have a place somewhere in Miami?
Yeah, I have it in there. I have an apartment in Miami. So, but I lease that, so I'm not living actual there. So I'm leasing that.
So, you know, the sunshine brought you here, and the Panthers, and the money and all that. But you love the sun, right?
Yeah, I do. I do love the sun. But, my main priority was the team, obviously. I want to win. And I think this team with the great group of guys, with the great coach and great management, gives me the best chance to win.
Sergei, let's talk about that. You get your recruiting trip and you come down here, and you obviously are aware that they really want you. Go through the list when you put your list together of like the things most important to you for a top free agent like you were. I'm just curious if you could share your list, what you put together with your family or your agent. Can you run through all the things that were important to you? Go ahead.
Yeah, the main thing, as I said, the main thing is the win. I want to win, and so I have a long term here, and that allows me to forget about everything except hockey. You know, I can go deep in the process and be there and develop myself and help this team to bring it to another level.
So you were going through, like, you got a coach in Coach Q who's got a great reputation as a winner. You looked at the young talent on the team, Barkov and the rest of those guys. All that stuff was taken into consideration. Front office, ownership wants to win, all those things, huh?
Yeah, definitely. So, and then it's the secondary things. It's obviously the lifestyle here. It's nice and beautiful. It's always sunny. So Miami close to it. It's a great city too. So it's a lots of good things.
How much sun did you have growing up in Russia? Where, I'd imagine not nearly as much as South Beach.
No, not at all. So I'm from Siberia. It's called the city called Novokuznetsk. So it's cold in winter. It's -30, -40 degrees Celsius. So, it's hot in summer though. So, but not as much as here for sure.
Yeah. So Sergey, I got to ask you. You spent some real good years in Columbus. Did they make you an Ohio State fan? Because people down here in Miami don't like Ohio State. Did they make you an Ohio State fan there?
No, I'm not a big football fan, so I'm not really watching that.
That's a good move. See, he's coming down. Hey, man, I'm into hockey, not that stinking American football stuff and all that other stuff. Hey, so Sergey, for us, like, you know, when this all started, they're going, hey, we might get the goalie and his buddy, his Russian buddy, Panarin. They're real tight. They're going to be a package deal. Did you think your buddy was coming before he got the big bucks with the Rangers? Did you think he was with you?
Yeah, I thought so. I think there was a chance. But, yeah, it's a life, you know, it's business.
Of course.
And I think he's happy there, same as I'm happy here. So that's the most important for both of us.
So after you negotiated your contract, you had more negotiations for your number. 72, Frank Vetrano. You gave him a Rolex and a years of free food, free meals.
That's got to be on the road.
These negotiations
that's
got to
be road food, right?
That's coming more and more. That story more and more. Not like a year free meals. So.
What kind of meals are we talking, though?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what kind of guy he is. So I hope he likes Chipotle and McDonald's, as I said before. So, but yeah, we'll see. I will speak with him definitely. It's a kind move by him. So I appreciate him for sure, and we'll speak with him. So for the number.
So Sergey, I was talking about this morning. There's no surprises. You're aware of how good everybody's team is. You're familiar with all the talent and everything else. How close is this team? We've been starving to get to the playoffs, which you're aware of. Even with all this young talent, they haven't been able to do it. Do you look and you go, hey, damn, this team's got a chance to – you've been in the playoffs, so you know what it's like. How good can this team be?
Yeah, definitely. The future seems bright. So, but again, it's a process, you know. It's not that you just snap your fingers and then you boom in the playoffs. It takes some time. So the Coach Q will bring that atmosphere, that hard-working culture, and the team start to buy it in, and we get together. So there will be some adversity, some ups and downs, and yeah, it's not going to be easy. So it's a process, you know. Hockey, it's a not easy game, and NHL NHL season is very long, and lots of things is going on. So, but again, I'm looking forward to overcome those hurdles with my teammates.
Hey, Sergey, was there one player? I mean, it's one thing to meet with the coach and the general manager and even ownership, but it's another. You want to talk to a guy on the team to find out stuff that's what it's like. Was there a Panther player you were friends with that you could call and go, hey, thinking about bringing a trip and playing for you guys, tell me about the team. Was there one guy you could go to that was on the Panthers?
Well, I well know Dadonov, so he's...
Oh, that's a good one. That son of a gun's gotten really good the last couple years. That's a good one.
Yeah. He's a good player. He's a really good player and a really good guy.
But you got the Russian community is pretty big in Miami. Give us, we're talking food here. Is there a restaurant or anything that you would say here's the best Russian food?
No, not really. My wife cooked the best Russian meal.
Good answer.
There you have it, right there.
Yeah, we go here. We go in the restaurant. We go some other food, other cuisine.
So we know where you play. You're up in the Sunrise area. You know a lot of guys live the other way. Are you still going to try that Miami thing up? Are you thinking about maybe going north and working your way down? You're going to be a Fort Lauderdale guy, a Parkland? Have you thought about places the wife might want to be?
I haven't think about that, so we'll see. I'll have time. I will think what's the best location. For logistic, you know, because I'm that kind of guy. I like to be like not too far from the rink, and I like the comfortable location. You know that it's easy to go to the rink and back and on the game days and so on. So we'll see. I will. It's also a good problem to have.
I don't know how the hell Pavel Bure lived in South Beach when he was playing.
He lived in South Beach.
He had a beautiful place.
You went to his place.
I went down and did a TV piece for him for NBC. Pavel, as you know, was one of the great Russian bachelors of all time. Have you ever heard the story, Sergey?
Yeah, I know.
My man would play. He'd get a hat trick, jump on a plane and go to New York and party all night and come back and have a hat trick the next day. The guy was amazing, Sergey. And he was knocking babes out three at a time, man, in New York, which must be amazing.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to get what you much reaction to that, Joe. Where's he go with that?
Where the hell do I go with that? Yeah.
All right.
No, he's a superstar. So Pavel is a superstar. He had an outstanding career, and he's a great player. So hey. And I think he has done a lot for the Florida hockey too.
Hey man, when your name is the Russian Rocket, does it get any better than the friggin' Russian Rocket, man? That's one of the coolest names of all time.
Well, that gets into the next question. Okay, your nickname. Okay, Bob, obviously from your name, but it's also Cop, number one cop on the force. Where do those come from?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's from the Jay and Dan show. So I don't know how it started, to be honest. But it is what it is. So,
Sergey, I didn't ask you this. Were you close to almost going anywhere else? Did it ever get to like, hey, this thing? When you talk to the wife, you go, I know we like South Florida, but was anybody else close on that list for you?
Oh, I would say Florida was pretty obvious for me because of all the ingredients that they have, because of the also the secondary things like sunshine and the city, Miami. So all those things comes together, and it was pretty obvious for me.
Okay.
Sergey, you've been Vezina Trophy winner twice as the top goalie in hockey. What's the difference in those years and other years for you, or is there? Is there just played better those years?
Well, it's goalie wins the those awards. It's a teamwork. So it's not only the goalie. It's the how the guys play in front of you, and sometimes this process works well. Sometimes some things go wrong. So it's not easy. It's the tough league to win. It's tough league. Every team has a good players, has a offense getting better and better. So it's, we'll say all those individual awards, it's the team awards, because hockey, it's a team sport.
Sergey, before we let you go, you're going to be 4th of July. You're going to be here in South Florida? You're going to be in Miami area for the 4th?
No, I'm leaving today, actually. I will go to Italy for 1 week vacation.
Man, I'll tell you what, life is good right there, Sergey. Hey, we really want to thank you, man, for coming on this morning. Really, really appreciate it. It's cool that you came on and spent some time with us. Good luck with everything. We'll spend a little time with you. Now you got a little extra money. I thought maybe you could take us out as part of that number deal. If you got a chance, I'll pick the restaurant. I know a couple good ones, Sergey, and we can hang out a little bit, man. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Thanks for having me. Yeah,
really appreciate
thank
it,
you
man.
Very much.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Sergey. Appreciate it. Sergey Bobrovsky joining us this morning, the new goalie of Florida Panthers. Good sport. Been around.
He likes sunshine in Miami. He made the sunshine of Miami.
And I should have asked, but guys never admit it because he's got to play down there. How much say does a wife have in these decisions? Like, I'm guessing pretty much you go on your own. Like, you got to be happy, right?
Yeah, you would think.
And I'm guessing she probably thought this Miami thing's pretty good, but he got no shot to drive Miami to.
Sounds a lot better in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, I'm from Columbus, Ohio. I can say that. So there's a lot more things to sell living here than in Columbus, Ohio.
All right, listen, we got a lot more to get to. Finally, after all these days, is Ira back or is he still out in Sacramento for these basketball
games? He's out in Sacramento. Yeah, he's on that West Coast time.
Then is he going Sacramento to Vegas because that's summer league basketball next, or is he come as the budget run out at the Sun Sentinel? It's about time to get back.
I would think he's going to Vegas because if you have the option of Sacramento or Vegas.
He is,
yeah. Because you go to Vegas before Sacramento, right?
All he does is rip Sacramento. Honestly, because that's where I'm from, I'm getting tired of him ripping Sacramento. Like, oh, they're not. I go look at Iyer. Instead of bitching about Sacramento, if you got some free time, go up to Lake Tahoe. It'll make Sacramento. You'll feel a lot better about it. It's about an hour and a half, 2 hours up the road.
Iyer's not going to bitch about anything, is he?
No, never. But he gets after it in Vegas. Goes to the pool parties. Yeah. He goes to the clubs with the players after the game.
Yeah, he's hanging out with Gronk. I saw him out there with Gronk. They were having a good time. Hey, we got 9 o'clock hour coming up. Stay with us.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.